Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, March 27th. Tesla Gigafactory Berlin has finally reached its goal to produce 5,000 electric cars in a single week, which is considered achieving volume production. After starting production late in 2021, Tesla originally aimed to achieve that goal by the end of 2022, so they were just a few months shy. If it can maintain this newly achieved production rate, it would mean that Berlin can produce over 250,000 vehicles per year. Tesla is now approved to produce 500,000 per year out of the factory, and now that it has achieved the goal with the Model Y production, Tesla is expected to add a new model. Originally, the Model 3 was supposed to be next, but Tesla hasn't really commented on the plan in a long time. Tesla has no plans of slowing down, either. They recently submitted an application to the authorities to expand Berlin to 1 million vehicles per year. A Tesla driver claims that Autopilot tried to avoid a wheel flying off a car that crashed in front of them. The dramatic video shows an offshoot wheel of a tire that darts underneath the front bumper of the leading vehicle, which was a Kia Soul. The Kia launches into the air at least 10 feet, rolling over and landing upright again. The shocking event was caught on Tesla's Autopilot cameras, and the wheel intrudes into the Tesla's path, and it appears that the car corrected itself to avoid the obstacle. The driver claims that it was Autopilot that did the maneuver automatically to avoid the wheel, which seems plausible. While the practical applications of the driver's support are obvious, we feel it is a duty at Electrek to remind listeners that despite the name of the systems, Autopilot and Full Self-Driving Beta, both of these require the complete attention from the driver at all times. Tesla is offering 10,000 free supercharging miles to sell the Model S and X vehicles by the end of the quarter. Over the years, Tesla has actually had sporadic offers coming in supercharging miles or other incentives to boost sales, especially at the end of the quarter. With the recent price drops in the U.S. and the new federal tax credit for electric vehicles, at Electrek, we assumed that Tesla wouldn't have too much of a demand issue, but the automaker decided to implement the incentive anyway. While 10,000 free supercharging miles sounds like a lot, the incentive is actually worth about $500, of course, with a handful of variables tossed in. If anyone was on the fence about picking up one of these vehicles, it seems that the Model S and X are already equipped with the new Autopilot Hardware 4.0 computer and suite of sensors. Perhaps these factors will tilt the scales for Tesla's favor. Rivian is planning to boost EV production by moving some of its engineers closer to its factory. Rivian CEO RJ Scarin said in 2022 that it was a challenging year as the young EV maker scaled production of four products, the R1T electric pickup, the R1S SUV, and two versions of the electric van. But now the company is going to make things faster. A person familiar with the matter told the Wall Street Journal that Rivian is expected to ask a significant portion of its manufacturing engineers to relocate either to the company's factory in Illinois or the headquarters in Irvine, California. The person said if employees are unwilling to relocate, Rivian plans to offer severance packages while looking to replace those roles with new hires. Rivian already cut 6% of its workforce in an effort to shave costs as they work toward profitability. Looks like blood is in the water for the cost management team. Following talks that carried late into Friday evening, representatives from both the European Union and member state Germany have relayed that an agreement has been reached in the proposed 2035 ban of combustion vehicle sales. The short version of the recap is fairly quick. Europe was set to ban gas cars by 2035, and a few countries, led by Germany, got in the way, running down the clock. But now it seems that an agreement has been reached, one that bends to Germany's demand of including a loophole for something called e-fuels. Next, we will have to see how the supposed e-fuels will have provisions to work towards automakers intending to build engines that operate on them, and ideally carbon neutrally, which is the goal of the entire process. Jeep is preparing to launch several new fully electric vehicles in the U.S. within the next few years, including the Recon 4XE and Wagoneer S. The EV concepts were recently shown at a dealer's conference for the first time in person. Jeep says that its Recon 4XE model will have everything the 4x4 lineup offers, with zero emissions and, of course, more power and capability. The concept features aggressive off-road tires, traction management, tow hooks, and removable doors and windows for the classic appeal. The Recon Moab Edition is expected to be the top trim based on the concept's badge. Production of the Recon electric vehicle is expected to start in 2024, with the first model available in the following year. On another note, the Wagoneer S will come fully loaded, according to the automaker, with 400 horsepower and up to 400 miles of range on a single charge. Reservations will begin later this year. Vietnamese EV maker VinFast is preparing to ship its longer-range VF8 Standard Edition models to the U.S. and Canada, and they're going to do so next month. The larger, more powerful VF9 SUV will follow in the coming months, according to the automaker. The fully electric VF9 is quite large, a three-row SUV with all-wheel drive, and two e-motors for a total of 402 horsepower. With 92 kilowatt-hours of battery capacity, they say that the targeted range is roughly 272 miles. Now, perhaps this new car from a new company, admittedly from a new country selling in the USA, will help to smooth out the stereotype of communist-built cars.
She'll go 300 hectares on a single tank of kerosene.
What country is this car from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive. Put it in H!
In today's community comment found on YouTube, Roger Brand asks, what safety score does full self-driving version 11 get? That is a good question, Roger. The short answer is that the beta system is a terrible driver all by itself. Of course, it's designed to be used with human intervention at the ready, but when compared to a skilled human, the robot simply doesn't stack up, at least at the moment. If Tesla were to rank the system on its own safety score, then there's a chance that it would score high, considering that Tesla also built the grading system. If Tesla is counting how many alerts and close calls that it thinks are happening, then that may not translate into real life. I've heard before that the full self-driving beta will emergency dodge a small sweep of leaves on the ground or panic when the reflection of lights is believed to be a car. I know that my car, the IONIQ 5, throws up annoying alerts during my regular driving. I'm harassed when I use the turn signal in particular. When I'm merging into a lane and I turn on my signal and the car is parallel with me on the other side, you know, to signal to the person behind that I'm coming in, Hyundai thinks that I'm going to strafe completely sideways and clip the guy next to me, instead of preparing to merge, which is what a turn signal is for. I'm starting to think that these systems are being programmed, at least in part, by bad drivers who think that a turn signal is a function of turning the wheel. I don't know. Everybody can't be a perfect driver like me. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.